Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and the UR Tennis Network. This is your host, John Denise, and I'm looking to bring you the FHS-TCA perspective on Florida high school tennis. We're proud to join the network, become part of the family of tennis shows. In a short period of time, I think what Jason and Hayes has done with not just the radio show, the college perspective, but bringing in Chuck Creasy, Lisa Stone, and David McKesick, covering everything from junior tennis to Lisa with her Parent and Aces. And what can you say about Coach Chuck Creasy, great coach? Hopefully I'll be seeing him next week in Hilton Head. And, of course, Jason's show every week on the college perspective. We're looking to bring you the high school tennis perspective. And I think the high school tennis perspective is sometimes taken for granted. Sometimes forgotten about, and sometimes truthfully not appreciative of what they accomplish. I think too often we forget that tomorrow's USPTA pros and USTA volunteers, college tennis players, and our community leaders are all in high school right now. And what the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association works hard at is trying to make sure that the high school players and their parents are able to get the most rewarding experience possible out of the high school tennis. This evening, we are going to have a guest on who I met at USPTA convention last summer. Was very impressed with Mike Ball for a couple reasons. What he accomplished and the USPTA level, being a elite professional with them, becoming going through the USTA high performance coaching program, and probably just as important as anything is being one of the founders of the USPTA Florida Under 30 group. And that's an important group in the USPTA, and I suspect pretty soon we'll see a similar group in the PTR, because too many of us tennis teacher professionals are getting old. I know most are not as old as I am, but it's still important to get young blood in to our profession, and not only as tennis teaching pros, but into the high school coaching. I see that looks like our Mike is on the show now, so let's see if we can bring him in. Mike, are you there? Mike?
Coach, can you hear me?
Yeah, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you? All right.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. I was just starting to talk a little bit about you and where I first saw you at the USPTA, and then later on last year at the USTA convention, and I was talking a little bit about what you've done with the under 30 program that the USPTA has, and I think that's very important. Like I was saying, what made you sit there and think, come up with the idea? I know there was a group of you that there had to be direction in the USPTA.
Well, I was actually at the World Conference in Orlando in 2013, and I met up with one of my friends, and he was wearing this orange shirt and said U30 on it. I go, "What's this U30 thing?" And he explained it to me and saying that it was a chance for tennis professionals under the age of 30, or like we'd like to say a soft 30, to get involved, to become on a board, to join and put back. I mean, everything's on a completely volunteer basis, and we have a good group of over 50 tennis pros in Florida. It's to the point now that other sections are kind of mirroring what we're doing, and they're getting their under 30 professionals in. It's now recognized by the USPTA National that as an organization, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities for the under 30s. There's a lot of stuff that we can do and help move forward. Myself personally, I've been able to take advantage of my knowledge of social media and publicize and get things out that way. I know that's how a lot of people get their information now, instead of reading emails or even reading a newspaper or seeing on the news. They get all their information off the internet through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and whatnot.
No question. It's a changing world out there. It's difficult for us old people, but you adjust to it very well. Well, of course, the thing that's, I think, my own bias that I'm most impressed about you, Mike, is I remember, I guess it was last September when you decided to join us as at the Florida High School Tennis Coaches training to become a certified team coach. And at that time, you weren't a high school coach yet. Am I correct?
No, that's absolutely correct. There's a little backstory there, though. There was a local high school that wasn't sure if they were going to have a coach or not, and I just wanted to make sure that if anything went through, if any rules or regulations went through saying that you had to have a certification, I wanted to bolster my resume with having this FHSTCA certification in case I wanted to coach at the high school level. And it turns out that about a week before season started, about 3.5 weeks ago, I got a phone call asking if I would take over the high school team here locally in Fort Myers. So I agreed to do that. So we actually had our first matches tonight for the boys and the girls, and they did very well. And we're just plugging along from there, looking at the big picture, not on individual matches, but our goal is to build up throughout season and go through and hopefully do well in districts. But it's all about it. You stop learning and you don't use the available resources to you, then you're going to be stuck in the mud. And as long as you can keep gathering information and maybe not adding a bunch of certifications, but, you know, keep trying to learn and add education, then that's really going to help grow, and it's going to put you ahead of the game. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to help do this regional education workshop down in Fort Myers here at Gateway Golf and Country Club on the 21st.
And we really appreciate that. And that's, of course, one of the great advantages of having a younger coach. Sometimes, as executive director of the FHSTCA, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir because it's a small group of people that are really stepping up and sharing their knowledge with other people. And to have Mike come through as one of the first graduating classes of taking a certification and then actually becoming a level two coach with his experience and everything. And he just stepped right up, and when we were looking for locations to run our regional training, said, you know, I'll be glad to host one and bring people along to do the workshop, knowing what we are looking for. I understand that you are keeping, but part of the things we're looking at doing, what we did in Gainesville, is we have a college coach there next week, next Saturday. It is the 20th, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got CJ Weber, who's the head men's tennis coach for Florida Gulf Coast University, and they're having a pretty good season for them right now. They had a win over Miami, who was ranked 51st in the country. They've got a kid named Jordy Vise, who's on his way to having another stellar year. He's out of Spain. He was originally a transfer from USC, and then he came over here to Fort Myers, and he's playing well. He's got over 100 career wins now at the collegiate level. So, I mean, I believe CJ is going to talk about doubles for college preparation, and he's going to be one of our first presenters there because he's got some conflicts in the afternoon as far as an alumni match later on. But the men's and the women's team, they both finished third in the A-Sun Conference last year, and they're looking to improve on that this year, too. So it's he's a good coach. He was over at the University of Miami as an assistant before he came to Fort Myers a few years ago.
Yeah, he's done a heck of a job in a short period of time. And, of course, you're going to be sharing your expertise and presenting drills, and the concept that we try to promote is that being able to recognize the three types of players that the average high school coach is dealing with, and being able to provide the drills necessary for all three groups. Everybody's not privileged to have. There are a few dominant teams in Florida, like there are in every state, but that's not the norm. So we appreciate you doing that. Can you tell me something about, you know, tonight was your first match, you said. We come from similar backgrounds, except that I was in it a lifetime before you got into it. But you sat there used to dealing with elite players, used to high-performance players, and now you stepped in. You still have to deal with that group, but yet high school, you have a high school group that you're dealing with. What kind of adjustment you had to make?
Personally, the way we train is we train the high school team at the club where I'm also the head pro, and we have our junior development program. So our court space is kind of limited. So I run a no-cut team. I'm not going to cut any kids from the tennis team. I want them to experience it and learn the game and enjoy it. And hopefully they stay playing with it for the rest of their life. Maybe they're not going to play varsity tennis, but maybe they can play some TOC, some tennis on campus when they get to college, and really love what they do. But one of the things is it's just trying to adapt what we do to the numbers that we have. Because we've got players that have never even picked up a racket before season started. And you don't see that in a lot of sports, as far as you wouldn't expect a kid to go out for the basketball team that didn't know how to score or didn't know, you know, the rules, what a foul was. And that's what we have here in tennis, and you see that often, is you have kids that come out, they don't know the difference between the baseline and the double sideline. And so trying to get them an education while still trying to give the higher-level players on the team the attention that they need to feel like they can perform well and give them the confidence they need to go out and perform in the matches is probably the biggest balance hurdle that I've had to face so far this year. I don't want to say I'm lucky, but we had our first match rained out, so we got an extra week of practice in, which I believe really helped us out as a team going into tonight's matches. But just being able to know the team, know the attitudes of the players, and making sure that no one believes that they're bigger than the game, and they're all trying to help each other work. So I'll have some of my more veteran players on the court with some of my lesser players, lesser experienced players, trying to help them out. And I have a great assistant coach. It's her first year coaching, but she played in high school in Colorado a few years ago. And so she's, you know, individual thing. It's a team effort from everyone involved.
Very good. Well, that's what the high school tennis is, and that's what, in my own biased opinion, makes it so great, is that tennis normally is a individual sport, and individuals out there competing by themselves, but in high school, it's Davis Cup, it's the same way, or the Fed Cup, it's the same way. But you're part of a team, and you're responsible for each other. And I think that's one of the reasons why tennis and all sports gets young people prepared for life after, because they have to sit there and work with their teammates, and that's what makes them better individually. And that's what builds a team. So I think it's a reward and experience, and hopefully we make it a reward for them. Let me go back to the Saturday workshop, too. Who else do you have coming in there? I know you have Don Turner coming up from Naples. He's going to be doing...
Yeah, we've got Don Turner coming up from Naples. He's he's a USPTA pro. He's been around the game for a while. He's a former high school coach. He's got a lot of good things to say. He's got a lot of good things he puts out on his website too. A lot of tips and things to help do that. I believe he's going to do the Are You Using All the Available Tools to You? Now that's the one using all the different the rogi balls, correct?
Right, that's right. Because it's a big part. I mean, the 10 and under program, I think, is going to be a great feeder program for high school. But it's the thing that Don has learned, and I learned it years ago because my wife runs a similar program. I don't know, for 18, 19 years, and she reminds me I can't afford a divorce, so for 6 weeks in the spring and 6 weeks in the fall, I don't plan to go anywhere on a Saturday. But I always brought our high school team in to work with the kids, and they realize that you know, the things we're telling them are the things that they really need to do. But there's so many things that a high school coach can do to assist his players with those balls to help form a team. And it's a presentation that I did for years because it was a legitimate question about 10 years ago when the ITF started the program was, you know, the cost of the balls, which were a lot more expensive. The prices come down, thankfully. And a lot of tennis pros were saying, can I afford to do this? And my perspective was, can you afford not to do it? Because you don't have to just use them for the 10 and under. They could be used for all your coaching. You just incorporate it into the program.
Well, absolutely. And on that, too, if you use, if you provide cardio tennis in any of your programs, you're using those balls. I mean, cardio tennis anymore is not just a guy feeding in the basket very quickly. There's a lot of game-based drills that you really want to use those, the red or the orange balls, to slow down the ball movement so everybody's running to the ball a little bit more and keeping the ball in play, which is going to give you a good workout. In addition to that, there's also Masters tennis where you're using orange balls on a 60-foot court for more senior players. And it's became a great alternative to pickleball. A lot of places you're not allowed to play pickleball, but you can go out with the orange ball on a 60-foot court with a 25-inch racket and play that way. And it keeps people playing the game longer.
Very good. And it gets them, involved with accepting. I mean, remember, must have been 8 years ago now, and I actually... my wife's helped develop the game. We called it 60-60, which was now Masters, but we actually, it was 66-60, and then talking to a USTA official, they said, why don't you make it 60-60 to fit in? And the idea was to have the seniors playing at 60 and over, as to, just to prevent the injuries and everything. But a lot of the, when you're working on public courts, like my wife's program, and a lot of the seniors were complaining, well, they've got the courts all marked up and we can't use them and everything is for the kids and here we are as community and we have nothing for us. So one of the reasons that I, you know, invented that game, truthfully, years ago, and it's been changed since. It's no longer 60-60. It's now... What is it? Oh, Masters, you said, right? Master tennis?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And now it's for 50s and up. When we started, it was for 66 and up. And then we moved it down to 60, and now it's down to 50, which is good as long as we can get people out there playing tennis. How about you have, were you able, your club, you have an outstanding tennis director. Were you able to convince them to become part of the training on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. He's going to be going over the group dynamic warm-up and games. And his name's Alex Romero. He was the 2014 District President of the Year and District Pro of the Year for the USPTA Florida. And one thing that we do in our program that he oversees is a program called Sports Metrics. And it's a really tennis-based conditioning program that every student that goes through this does a pre-testing. And they go through different drills, tennis drills tennis-based drills that will help improve speed, agility, flexibility, and overall tennis performance. And there's been studies that they've done, and they've actually got some books published on that. So, and they've actually been published in some sports journals for the sports metrics. So he's going to go over the group dynamic warm-up and games because he's got a really solid base in that, and he's got a lot of information. He's Echeverry Fitness certified on top of being an elite U.S. PTA professional, and he's also got the Sanchez-Cassell certification as well. So he's been around for a while developing players, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to work with him whenever I was switching jobs here in a little bit less than a year ago, is that he does things the right way up there, and he's in line with all the changes that the USTA is doing with their fitness and training, and we're right in line with that. So we're going in the right direction there. So it's going to be good to hear him speak about the group dynamic warm up and see what he's got there.
Very good. Hang on just a second, Mike. I want to see if I can switch phones. I hear a little static. Hopefully they're not getting it out there, but I just want to see if it's mine. One second.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't hear the static, so maybe that's a little better. Hopefully we weren't sending that over the airwaves. Well, I think that's important because I think, the dynamic stretching is so important, and like you were explaining, but also the footwork and the speed, no matter how good your stroke is, if you can't get to the ball, you can't hit it. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why our next week's guest is going to be Vic Borgano from California will be on the line, and he was one of the developers of the sports split step, and he's kind of the master of footwork. So it's I think, like you said, the USTA has recognized it, the USPTA actually in Mexico last year, the Gordon Ewing out of CourtSense in California did an outstanding presentation on footwork movement, and of course he credited Vic for his contributions in it. But it's if you're serious about tennis, you better get serious about your footwork. There's no question about that.
Absolutely, especially with the way that the equipment's changed, with all the rackets now having to be more open string patterns, and the strings getting a better bite on the ball, players are getting more spin, so they're able to create insane angles, and the only way that you're going to be able to get there to the ball is with some foot speed and know how to move on the court. So footwork is, I believe footwork's more important right now than actually just hitting the ball at sometimes.
I think you might have a very valid point there, Mike, because it just you look at I see, to me, there's a new stroke that has been developing. You've seen it in the Australian Open and on the men's side especially. But we've seen a lot of work on the inside out forehand, and the inside out backhand, but I've never seen so many inside out forehand drop shots as I've done before. So you better be prepared. I mean, and there are some outstanding ones. So truthfully, when I was playing, that wasn't a shot we had or even attempted. When we got somebody off the court, the drop shot was, certainly used. But not with the playing the inside out forehand and those angles becoming greater and greater and moving somebody further and further off the court and then do an inside out forehand drop shot. It's the great thing about getting older, you get to see new things all the time.
Yeah, definitely.
I think one of the changes we had to make for your workshop is I was going to close it out, but we have Tony Kamen, who is our president. He's going to replace me there because I'm going to be sitting on a high school panel in Hilton Head at the PTR convention with the USTA they set up there. So it's hard to be in two places at one time. So Tony will be up there. Tony does an outstanding job for us as president. He's had 3 years in a row for his team has been in the final for our All-Star Tournament, which we'll hold again the last weekend in April in the Orlando area. It'll be at Winter Park Tennis Center. But the Miami team beat him out last year, but the previous 2 years his region was the region. And so Tony is not only a great president, but he's a great competitor. He's been coaching high school tennis for a while, and he has a good group of kids. That Naples All-Star team is always in that. You'll actually be in that same region as him. So between you and him and the rest of the talent, it'll be interesting to see what you bring to Winter Park in the end of April for the All-Star event. That should be exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait. It should be some good tennis.
Let me ask you one more thing, Mike. We have a lot of time left. I'd like to get into a couple of things, if I may. The workshop Saturday. There is no cost to the players. The players can't come because of the college coach. But of the parents and the that want to come, or the high school pros, high school coaches, everybody out there understands that the $35 fee is only if they want to go to our website after and go through all the online courses that we have set up with it to get their certification. But the one day, the Saturday workshop is for free, and everybody knows that, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, good. I think that's I think you hit on it when you first came on. One of the questions, and I like your response, one of the questions I get quite often is, why certification? What will that give me? Will it give me a raise? Will it give me, will it help get me the job? It might help get you the job. Truthfully, there's not that many school boards that are demanding the certification, but we hope to see more and more as we go through. We're having more and more certified, and I know when I was out in Texas is looking to incorporate the same thing, and I think you're going to see a lot more states coming up with the same type of program. But I think you said it best, and I'd like you to repeat what you said about just the idea of learning. And was there a comfort level that you felt it helped you with when you just went on that first day? I know how I felt going to the high school. I ripped up 3 months worth of training. You had an advantage. You had worked with those kids. But I went from the John Denis School of Tennis to coaching a high school team 20 years ago, and from being blessed to have people like Marty Fish and Robert Kowalczyk and other people in the program, and then coming to a high school that was completely different, it was a learning curve for me. Do you feel you're taking that training in Orlando helped you at all?
Yeah, I do. I was able to pull some things out of there and use it in my everyday, even teaching the high performance. Some of the verbiage that coaches use, I like to hear what other people have to say, because even though the majority of us are saying the same thing, we're saying it a little bit differently. And if I can't connect with a player with the way that I would normally say something, and I could use somebody else's words to help connect that player, to make that player better, then it's worth it. And that's the whole thing, is trying to be able to connect with the players to try to transfer what I know to what they could do. That's the biggest thing about getting in these educations. You may know how to hit all the shots, but the thing is you may not be able to translate what you know to what they understand. So that's the big thing there. Another thing too is what you said whenever you start coaching high school tennis. I went into this season about 3 weeks ago, and I did not have a plan, and I purposely did not have a plan. I knew that there were certain things I wanted to do. I knew that every day we were going to go through a dynamic warm up in practice. I told the kids that if you cannot consistently get your serve in the box, you will not be playing, and kind of put, you know, a fire underneath them there to really get a work on their serve, because if you can't serve, you can't play, and that's not fun for anyone. And I talked with some of my beginning high schoolers and said that I'm not going to put you on the court until you tell me that you're ready to go on the court, because I don't want to put a player in the situation where they feel like they have to go out and play. They go out there and they're not comfortable yet. And it was just lucky that we have enough numbers that I was able to have that situation on the girls. On the boys' side, it was a little bit different. We only had 5 boys eligible for our first match tonight. So we have 2 of them who never picked up a racket before a few weeks ago. And they actually, you know, they put the time in after practice and stayed around and hit balls. And lucky for us that they picked up with a couple wins tonight. So they seem to enjoy everything, and everything's going in the right direction. But the thing is when you're dealing with these multiple levels and you're dealing with players who are more recreation than competitive, and they're trying to put themselves in this competitive environment, it's really key to just be adaptive to the situation that you're given, to just try to make the best of every day. And when you're trying to make the best of every day, then that's when you're going to get some growth. But if you go in and you're steadfast with, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and it may not work for everyone, it may not work for the team.
Very good observation, Mike. I think it's a lot easier when people, for the players and even the parents in some cases, to see, to recognize that there's improvement when they're winning the matches. But when they're not winning the matches, most of the kids and parents aren't going to see the little improvements that you see as a coach because of your training. And that becomes important, that they know they are getting better. And that's what it is. Tomorrow, we just want them to be a little better than today. And if they do that, then they're going to be successful. And there's more than the score is only one way you measure success. So, I mean, they are blessed to have you, that you recognize that. And I think that's important. I like what you said about sharing and the other perspective. I know, as you know, although I've been a 25-year member of the PTR, we have a great relationship with the USPTA and the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association. And I've some of the great videos that the USPTA had put out, I have taken last year, and I would just send them to all my team and say, you know, take a look at this. Are we saying the same thing? And sometimes the kids just seeing it, you know, they can relate to it better than hearing about it, or hearing about it from somebody else explaining it a different way, all of a sudden it relates to them. So being able to use all the tools that you have at your disposal, and we hope that we're going to be able to continue to support you, but, you know, I think as the years come, that these kids are going to be very fortunate with the information you're going to be able to share with them. What are some I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. All I was going to say was, as far as sharing information, and that goes to what we were talking about earlier as far as the social media aspect of it. It's a lot easier to share information now with everyone. And one thing that the USPTA Florida has done is we are now, every district has a Facebook page. And that's one thing that myself and Joe DeMeo, who's one of the VPs for the USPTA, has done is we've gone through and we've made a district Facebook page, so everyone can see through wherever that what is going on locally in the USPTA. Our U30 definitely has social media, and we can share information on there. And also, like, if individual coaches, like I know Don Turner has one, myself has one, if you're not utilizing social media and connecting with your players and your students and your clients through that to get out information, then you're really underutilizing a great tool to just give out information. And so many people, when they discover tennis or they get involved with tennis, they want to just absorb all they can to make themselves a better player, because tennis looks easy when you watch it on TV. But when you get on those courts and you try to hit the ball back and forth, it becomes really hard, and people don't like to struggle. So the more information they can try to take in to make themselves a better player, the better it's going to make them. And just adding these social media sites to just try to help us coaches and pros connect with all players, not just the high school players or rec players, but all of them all over. It's really, I don't want to say it's a new thing, because it's been around for a while, but it's something that if you're not doing it, then you probably need to start soon.
I agree 100%. It's the greatest tool today, and it's underutilized, and we have to do a better job. And I'm going to, I appreciate everything you've done. Truthfully, as soon as the high school season's over, I'm going to lean on you. As you know, I'm not bashful asking for help, but I would appreciate it if we could do the same thing with the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association, what the USPTA is doing in there, and with our 16 regions in the state. I think we should be able to have those regions all have their own Facebook site, because it just I just can't know everything that's going on in the state. I'm on the phone a lot. I'm on Facebook a lot, and Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of them, and I try to share as much information. But we've got to get the high school coaches in each region, one or two people in each region, to be responsible to make sure the people in that region know and hear about it.
Absolutely, and I think just putting out that information will help grow not just high school tennis, but the game in general. And as all of us are tennis coaches, that's should be our number one priority, is to grow the game and you know, provide players with the information that they're looking for.
Well, if with your help, maybe when the tennis season's over, I mean, I know you have a lot on your plate right now, and you know, all of us do, but like I said, if it's not us, who is it going to be? But maybe when the tennis season is over, we can get you with our regional directors and we can get this going, because I love what the USPTA is doing. I think that's important. I think that, you know, partnerships, as you know, I think is so important. I mean, let's face it, without Wilson Racket or Team Connection and the Pastures or your Tennis Foundation, we'd have no all-star team. It just, you can't do these things by yourself. And our partnership with the USPTA, I mean, they run the regional training workshops like we do, and any high school coach is invited free of charge for that regional training workshop that the USPTA does. And of course, we open the same thing up for the tennis pro, that if they're considering being a high school coach or not, just so they could understand, you know, what we do. I think we have a great relationship. We're blessed in Florida, truthfully, to have the USPTA getting involved as they are with our organization. Hopefully we'll get the USTA a little bit more involved pretty soon, and we will soon. I do think that people are realizing that, you know, this is the future. Let's face it, fortunately for you, you're young, and, you know, you're young 30s, and you're going to be around for a lot of time, but there's not many people still out there teaching in their mid-70s like I am. But the truth of the matter is, in both organizations, I think we have a lot to offer with the years of accumulation of knowledge that we've acquired, and changing the numerous mistakes we made over the year to share that, but we need young people in our profession, otherwise we're going to be in trouble. And I think some people forget that those young people are in high school now.
Yeah, we're hoping to really draw on the Tennis on Campus group. The players that are playing tennis in college just for the fun of it, and when they get done, that, you know, they want to be pros. Maybe not, you know, to be, you know, director of tennis at some club, but because they want to teach. And, you know, the pros that really want to be out there and working with the students, adults, kids, both, those are the ones that really come through. And you can tell the difference, the ones that are just on the court to try to make some money, and the ones that are out there, they're actually trying to make the difference in the player. Real quick, let me plug the next two USPTA Florida Regional Education Days. The next one that's coming up is going to be March 21st in West Palm at Balkan Isles. And the contact for that is Trish Faulkner, who's done a great thing with Coach U Tennis, really trying to get the development of the U10, the under-10 player going along, and not just having players, you know, stand in line and hit two balls and then go to the end of the line and wait 3 minutes and then hit another ball, but really how to utilize the court and different stations and teamwork and team play and everything, which is a great program, which is that Coach U Tennis program. The next one after that is going to be April the 18th at the club at Mediterra in Naples, Florida, and that's hosted by Mike Baldwin, who's another great guy. And you can find this information on the USPTA player USPTA Florida Division site under education. So you can sign up and go to these if there's any USPTA pros or, like you said, high school coaches that want to attend to get some more and get some more education. These are some great places and good times to do that.
Thank you. That's important. And like we have done in the past, we will post those dates on our FHSTCA sites, too, on all our sites. And we've done that in the past because if you don't know about it and that it's there, then, you know, you can't take advantage of it. And with the relationship we have with the USPTA now, they're just... you know, it's foolish not to take advantage of it. And we will make sure that gets posted on our website, too. Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. I appreciate that you're taking on the high school job. I think they're going to be blessed in the future to have you. I am sorry I'm not going to be with you Saturday, but I can't be in two places at one time. But you met Tony Kamen, the president, when you were in Orlando, and he's a great guy, and he'll do a great job closing out the workshop, which I normally do, and you and I got to get together. Hopefully you get over here on the East Coast pretty soon. As you know, the one thing we have is plenty of room in our house. So you want to just sit by the pool and relax and get away from it all sometimes, and we could just talk. But as soon as the high school season's over, I got to get you over here because we've got to do the regional sites for our Facebook. So is there anything you'd like to say in closing, Mike?
No, I'm just looking for a great workshop coming up, and can't wait to meet some area coaches that want to come out and maybe learn some new things that they don't know, or maybe pick up a couple different ways to say things that they already do know. So it's also good to reinforce that if we're teaching this, because the presenters that we have here. We're all on top of, you know, the current certifications, the current happenings, the current programs, and we're utilizing those in our everyday programs. So it's not anything that's still, I mean, tennis is still tennis. The court's still 78 feet long, 27 feet wide, and you hit a yellow ball back and forth like you have for years. But the way that people take it in and learn, it's different now. Especially the way coaches have to coach. I mean, people, the way they respond to things, they're a lot differently than what they were 30 years ago. And hopefully everybody that comes to the workshop on the 21st at Gateway Golf and Country Club here in Fort Myers will really get something out of it.
Well, I'm sure they will. Looking at the agenda that you put together, I'm sure they're going to get something out of it, and hopefully we'll see some of the parents there too. Often say, we're not trying to hide anything. We want to share things. Like you just pointed out a minute ago, sometimes you it's just something that you used to do, and you say, God, why did I stop doing that? I've got to start doing that again. So they're going to pick up something new. They've got a great chance to meet some great people there. I congratulate you on the agenda that you put together. And please say hello to Coach Weber. And I apologize for me not being there. What I will ask you is to get everybody's email address, because being I'm not going to be there, I'm not going to be able to hand out certificates to the presenters, but I want to make sure that we recognize everybody that's taken the time like you have, and recognize them. So I will talk to you soon. And again, thanks a lot for all you've do for tennis, and especially selfishly what you've done to support the Florida High School Tennis Coaches Association.
Well, thank you, Coach, and have a great night.
You too, Mike. You have a good night. Bye now.
Take care.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed Mike. He's a dynamic individual. I reckon as soon as I saw him, I said, you know, somehow we've got to get this guy involved. And it's funny how things worked out. And when he called me before the Orlando workshop, and said, Coach, I'm not a high school tennis coach, but I'm considering it, and I recognize, he said, can I come to that? And I said, by all means, you can. And after he attended it, he said, you know, I'd like to take the exam. Is it too late? And I said, no, it's not too late. And now he's teaching high school tennis, and we need those type of young people, so I really appreciate him taking a leadership role in the organization. Next week, we're on the show. We're, like I said, we're going to be going to our regular 5 o'clock time. I'll be broadcasting from Hilton Head and looking at the agenda. I have a break at that time, so I'll be talking to Vic Borgano out in California. I'm sure you're going to enjoy listening to him. We were blessed to have him at one of our workshops a few years ago. And what he has done with footwork is, like I said, has been recognized here, recognized Court Sense, Carl, God, forgive me, names, and Mexico is recognized by the Olympic Committee. This is the first time that, and I forgot how many years, that tennis was recognized for the work that they did. And he recognized Vic as being a big part of that. So you're going to enjoy that. If you have any questions about, you know, how does a split step work? When should you make the split step? If I'm going in a certain direction, what ideally, what foot should I land on? And is there ways to practice this? And there are ways to practice it. And when do you start practicing? These are all things I'm sure we'll get into the conversation with Vic. On February 26th, we're going to be having Roy Gesbild, who is the author of A High School Tennis Coach Handbook, is going to be on the show. It's going to be like over union time. Roy was at our October workshop, did a presentation. The first edition of his book came out at, and he brought it there, and he showed how of the book that he did there, the people in Orlando that were present at our workshop enjoyed that. And then the following Thursday, we'll be having Tarek Merchant on. And Tarek has done in the last, for the last year and a half, 2 years, I guess. And he's done a lot of work with scholarships. There's a lot of opportunities out there in college that people don't realize, and we're blessed to have him sit there involved. So we're coming to the end of this evening's show. Like I promised you, I would not be taking up the whole show doing all the talking, that I would bring exciting people on, and I think we we'll be able to keep that promise for you, and hopefully we'll be able to do the for the UR Tennis Network that Jason Haynes expect of it. And I appreciate tonight. I look forward to talking to you in the future. You have a blessed night, and if there's any questions about high school tennis, please give us a call at the next show. The number of calls to, well, I'm out of time, so that's it.